There are three key issues. First thing to say is that if Africa is to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals and its own Agenda 2063, it will need to move beyond traditional sources of financing. Overseas development assistance as a share of external flows is declining. FDI is not stable, and external debt is becoming increasingly expensive. So the report talks about how Africa can, through debt but other modalities of finance, invest sufficiently to try and achieve the Sustainable Development Goals without creating a bigger debt problem further down the line for the continent.
In the report, remittances, for example, have been cited as one of the reliable sources of revenue for African countries. But sometimes it's not friendly for those people who are living in the diaspora to send their money back home. So at the end of the day, they decide sometimes, for example, to give someone. When you reach home, give this to my mama or give this to my dad, to my family. So what should African countries do to make sure that the transfer of money or those remittances from the diaspora is more friendly if they really want it to be one of the sources of revenue?
That's a really good and interesting question. I mean, in addition to discussing external debt and domestic debt in the report, we talk about complementary modalities of finance, remittances being one. Remittances to Africa in 2014 amounted to approximately $63.8 billion. That's more than the continent received in terms of ODA and more than the continent received in terms of FDI. So it's an important source of finance. However, because a lot of remittances are delivered through informal channels, which is what you've just described, countries don't necessarily harness the potential of these remittances as effectively as they could. And one of the ways in which we've proposed that this can be addressed is if banks in the home countries in Africa provide foreign exchange-based foreign currency accounts, which will encourage the diaspora to safely transfer funds without encountering any exchange rate risk. That's good for the country because it's a formal flow. It builds the domestic capital of the domestic banks, and that money can then be reinvested to help build productive capacities in the country. Another thing that we talk about is using remittance flows as a means of backing debt. So countries like Nigeria, for example, which receives something like $20 billion a year in remittance flows alone, if the government wanted to raise funds and loans, it could use those remittance flows as collateral for those loans. And I think this highlights really the importance of remittances going through formal channels. The problem very often is that the costs of transferring money from host countries to the continent are quite high compared to other parts of the world. And I think this tends to discourage much of the African diaspora from channeling their remittances through formal channels. So we have to look at ways in which, as an international community, we can help bring down those costs. There are a few initiatives that are being promoted to try to help address this problem, but more still needs to be done, and more quickly. Africa remains the most expensive continent to transfer money to and within. And that, of course, means that you're reducing the potential economic benefits of the remittance flows that come into the country.
You said there are some initiatives that are being taken now. Can you cite some of the examples?
There is a World Bank and African Union initiative which is looking at means, mechanisms through research and actually policy collaboration in ways in which they can bring down some of these costs. And then there are pan-territorial initiatives that the AU is trying to push in partnership with the African Development Bank. But as I say, there still needs to be a lot more done. And I think if we can get more progress and cooperation between the banks that are mainly involved in this business, but also increasingly telecommunications companies are involved in this business. If we could improve the regulatory environment for this, introduce more competition into the market, then we can, I think, begin to bring down some of these costs of of remittance transfers.
Do we have like a success story in Africa, for example, where they're moving ahead and making sure that the cost of sending money or transferring money from the diaspora to Africa is much lower?
Kenya is a pretty good case. Kenya has a relatively competitive financial sector, and because of the emergence of telecommunications companies in the provision of this type of financial service, plus, of course, you have the traditional commercial banks, plus you have the cable and wireless type operations as well, plus you have post offices offering these services, where you have a very much more competitive, vibrant market in providing these services, you tend to find the costs are lower. Kenya is a good example of that, and perhaps Egypt.